Here's what you need to know with Amy Drew.
Hello, Amy.
Hello.
What do you got?
We are talking about Olympics buzz today. All the athletes are coming out and saying how bloody excited they are that it might be in Brisbane in 2032, even though it's more than a decade away.
But everyone's stoked. The problem is the good athletes who are 21, 22, 25, they ain't going to be
They're going to be too old.
Yeah. Spectators,
they're going to look
they?
To the youth, the 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds
next generation.
Of the world.
Yeah.
There were so many mums excited yesterday at the swimming carnival that there was possibility that their son or daughter who was out in the pool swimming could have been at the could be at the Olympics. And they're like, oh, yes, did you hear? Brisbane are having the Olympics. It's coming to us. I'm like, no, hang on. We are the preferred city. We haven't got it yet.
Did you put them in your place and go, your kid's not even that good a swimmer anyway?
Your kid sucked.
Yeah, make sure you get the disappointment into them early. Nothing worse than shooting too high and pulling up short.
And
next thing.
Like a real Olympian.
The kid's on drugs.
And look, Brisbane's own Steph Rice was one of them that I was getting a bit excited about last night on the project.
It's pretty exciting. I was very excited when Gold Coast got the Commonwealth Games a few years back. I feel like Queensland is like really on the rise, especially when it comes to hosting big sporting events. So, yeah, super pumped.
Steph Rice wants a gig on the commentary channel, doesn't she, on Channel 7?
Can I give you a little personal insight? Steph Rice was...
Yeah, don't say anything that will get us fired.
Okay, now just don't
get
don't
a yellow card ready.
Don't be nervous. No, she grew up in the same suburb as my children, and I was a swimming parent a long time ago. Okay, we used to go along to our swimming club, the Wilston Crocs, I think they were called, on a Friday night.
Okay,
she was inspirational. You're talking about inspiration. She just won her Olympic medals. Okay, and all these little kids, like our kids, were 9, 10 years of age.
Lovely.
It drove them to a love of swimming, which I dislike swimming intensely. So she's responsible for
good
wasting years of my children's lives in a swimming pool.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad story.
Is that going to get us fired?
No, that's okay.
You want the other Steph Rice story, do you?
No. Look, let's talk about traffic now. And people that are on the Centenary Highway now probably aren't going to be too surprised with this. But a new report's come out saying that in the next couple of decades, traffic on that stretch could explode by up to 400%.
What, four times as busy? Last weekend we did the challenge.
It's
and
the worst.
And the car coming from the west was the slowest to get into town here.
Yeah, so we all know too well about the slog on that road. But
Is that due to like what a build-up of population out that way? Because,
exactly.
You know, like all these little satellite cities are popping out there. Springfield, Ripley, Yamanto.
Yep.
Yeah, so they reckon Ipswich Council area in general is going to absolutely explode with population the next couple of decades. But, I mean, it's a problem that all of Brisbane
affordable
is dealing
housing,
with, right?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, we'll expand and just build up. Like, I drove out through the back of even Pimpamar, Jacobs Well, Coomera, Ormo, that area. There's bloody housing estates everywhere through there. Just so much infrastructure happening.
Tie it back to the Olympics. They're saying that's how we get the public transport infrastructure.
Yeah.
So will that save us? Have they got any plans to sort it out?
Yeah, well, 65 priority projects have been put in by the state government. And that's across the southeast and up into North Queensland as well. But, I mean, it could be a good thing because having the Olympics could push them to get it done sooner, right?
Well, they'll have money. Well, it will. That's exactly that. The whole time they've never been talking about the sport, they've been talking about what it'll do for our city. And it sounds all right at this stage.
Watch this space.
Watch it.
See what happens. Amy Drew from the newsroom. Thank you.
Thank you.